Ray can feel her sneakers sink into the mud of the forest floor, making her lift her skirt up to her knees as she attempts to keep moving. It's been about an hour since the beginning of the run, and she's been able to keep a pretty low profile, but this could slow her down. Using a nearby tree as leverage, she's able to pull her mud-coated sneaker out of the mess. Deciding to just ditch the shoes, she bunches her dress around her knees and keeps the fabric in its place between her legs. Leaning down, she unties both her shoes and lets her now bare feet feel the dark earth underneath them. Letting her dress fall the rest of the way, she picks up her shoes by the laces and begins on her way again. For a half hour, she just hid up in a tree. She's seen other girls being tracked down by their mates while moving through the woods. Veronica found her mate pretty quickly, and from all the moaning she heard a few minutes later, she's guessing Veronica accepted the bond. It's nearing dusk, and the sky above is being painted in pinks and oranges. Ray feels something approaching her and turns to look over her shoulder to see another girl in white. This one has a purple mask with golden swirls on it. Ray can tell from her unfamiliar scent this girl is not from her pack, but she's curious to see what will happen. Hiding behind a nearby tree, Ray watches a young man, not terribly tall, but well-built with a golden mask on. His blonde hair is long and tied back from his face in a low ponytail at the nape of his neck. He's shirtless, of course, and dressed only in a pair of light-colored jeans. As he approaches the girl, Ray sees him inhale the girl's scent. "Mine," he growls. Ray's eyes move to the girl. She's a petite girl in every way, and as she moves back against a large oak, Ray can see her shaking. Seemingly seeing it, the boy stands up straight and takes a different approach. Reaching behind his head, he removes the mask and smiles encouragingly at his mate. "I didn't mean to scare you," he says sheepishly. "Are you okay?"
"Yeah,"
she whimpers.
I...
"Hey, it's okay," he soothes. "I'm Toby. What's your name?"
Tara.
Tara, he smiles. "It's a beautiful name."
"Thank you,"
she whispers, making Ray smile. Tara dips her head, making her straight black hair fall over her mask a little, and Toby drops his head, too. "I'm not going to hurt you."
I don't want to be claimed yet,"
she admits quietly. "That's fine," he tells her, slowly moving closer to the girl. "We can wait as long as you want. You look cold. Do you want to go back to the Alpha House? We can get you warm and we can talk." Ray starts moving back from the scene with a smile on her face. Knowing that she probably stayed longer than she should have, she starts moving deeper into the woods. She shivers as the cold of the evening begins seeping into her exposed arms. The dress is pretty thin, and though werewolves have pretty good inner heating, she's not immune to the cold. Deciding to warm herself a bit, Ray drops her shoes near a tree, mentally noting to come back for them, and takes off running. Her bare feet beat against the hard forest floor as her breath comes out in a hard pant. She feels a genuine smile on her face at the feel of the air moving through her hair and the freedom she feels as the sky begins to darken further around her. Coming to a stop, her chest is rising rapidly as her breathing continues to be labored. Looking around for a direction to head to, she spots a large willow in the middle of a nearby clearing. Deciding to climb in there so she can get a little breather, she breaks into a sprint again in its direction. Ray slows down a bit when she catches that same scent that's been haunting her the past few days. It isn't something familiar, but it was something that catches her attention. The scent, the other times, is a pleasant, clean signature, but doesn't carry the flowery scent from before. She frowns as she looks around, but keeps walking towards her original destination instead of going to investigate. She doesn't want to accidentally stumble on a mating in progress or something. Ray's feet freeze in place, though, when a deep growl echoes in the woods. Turning towards the sound, she sees nothing but trees, making her frown. Where the hell did that come from? Shrugging it off as one of the other male wolves hunting their mate, Ray turns back toward the tree, but stops mid-step again when a second growl sounds, though this time, unmistakably closer.